From KQED. From KQED Science, I'm Danielle Venton. Wolves, bears, and mountain lions, oh my, are some of the animals settling into a new major expansion of the Oakland Zoo. The zoo says its California Trail project is pushing the envelope for animal welfare and conservation. But whether zoos should even keep large predators remains controversial because of their need to roam and hunt. Reporter Sarah Craig takes us to meet the new arrivals.
Leroy Little Bear of the Blackfeet Nation stands proudly to welcome 14 American bison his tribe brought from Montana to take up residence in the Oakland Zoo.
Today is a very historic day because we've brought down buffalo that were almost extinct.
These bison are rare because they haven't been bred with cattle.
You're getting full-blood buffalo the way they used to be.
They're one of eight species at California Trail, the zoo's $80 million new expansion, hosting animals native or once native to California. Amy Gottlieb, the zoo's conservation director, says the bison's offspring will be sent back to the tribe. In fact, the zoo has partnered with conservation groups for each of its new animals. The black bears, for instance, were rescued from Kern County.
There was a possibility of them all being put down because they were considered nuisance black bears.
The zoo also rescued grizzlies from Alaska and mountain lion cubs from Southern California and plans to help California condors and bald eagles recover from lead bullet poisoning.
This whole expansion was to show people from the Bay Area what beautiful biodiverse wildlife we live with now, live with before, and could live with again.
But living with them here brought its own complications. The huge project with a gondola and hilltop restaurant more than doubled the size of the zoo, cutting into habitat for a threatened snake, the Alameda Striped Racer.
This all was the park.
Part of Nolan Park.
That's Karen Swain, the biologist hired by the zoo to monitor the racer. She points out the chaparral and shrub habitat that the snake prefers.
It's almost priceless, not just the snake, but its whole ecosystem.
It's an ecosystem embraced by neighborhood activists who sued the zoo when, ironically, the expansion swallowed up 57 acres of their beloved park.
It's just been so political. I mean, like, I have to walk kind of an honest line of what the biology is.
In a way, the Oakland Zoo is walking its own line. Even making adequate space for its own animals remains controversial.
We are trying to provide these guys with as varied of an environment as possible to help them not be just sitting around all day bored.
That's zookeeper Heather Paddock. She's feeding the zoo's four new black bears, and they're letting her know they're hungry.
Moo. They're whiners.
What sound do they make?
They just make a very moo when they start whining. They're watching us right now.
She pours birdseed, topped off with mealworms, into hollow plastic balls. She wants to mimic their wild foraging behavior, so she makes the food hard to find.
We're gonna go hide this in a log pile.
These bears have more than an acre, dotted with dens, oak trees, and even a swimming pool. The zoo says the exhibit exceeds the industry's best standards. But Mark Bakoff, an ecologist at the University of Colorado, says it isn't enough, that large predators need to roam vast distances and hunt prey.
Wide-ranging carnivores are among the animals who suffer the most when they're put into a cage.
And while he agrees that zoos should take in animals who have nowhere else to go, he wants them to have more control and privacy in their lives.
Because let's face it, zoos bring animals in as moneymakers, and so many animals in zoos suffer from boredom or stress from being unable to get out of the public's eye.
But Paddock says the public needs to connect with these animals so they care about saving them in the wild.
You know, that's the unfortunate part is that, you know, the wild isn't butterflies and rainbows for a lot of these animals. They're getting pushed further to the fringe of wild spaces that are getting closer and closer with human spaces.
The Oakland Zoo's California Trail is expected to open to the public on July 12th. For KQED News, I'm Sarah Craig.
Funding for KQED Science is provided by the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, the Templeton Religion Trust, and the Dirk and Charlene Capsonell Foundation.